Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from foot and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0 for 1 in the game. Krukow bunts towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. Foote moves to second. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Sizemore moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer strikes out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cromarty strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Perez moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Dennis Lamp. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale pinch hits for Ted Sizemore. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.